The trial for accused killer Robert Degnaux was delayed on January 4, after it was revealed the accused was in self-isolation at the Calgary Remand Center following close exposure to a positive COVID-19 case, and that he refused to be tested for the virus. Degnaux was one of three suspects charged in the December 2019 murder of Calgarian Kasif Harani, whose body was found on a rural road near the Springbank Airport on December 29 that year. Cochrane RCMP and Alberta Major Crimes Unit identify Degnaux as one of three accused in the killing of the 30-year-old Uber driver, alongside Trista Tinkler and Andrew Crystal. Tinkler pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of manslaughter in December 2021, while Crystal is slated to start a first-degree murder trial by jury on April 4. The 9-day first-degree murder trial for Degnaux was set to begin January 4 at the Calgary Court Centre. However, presiding court of Queen's Bench Justice Robert Hall informed participants that Degnaux would not be in attendance, as he and the rest of the inmates in his unit at the Calgary Remand Centre were self-isolating. According to Hall, Degnaux also refused to submit to a COVID-19 test. Degnaux's defense lawyer, Adriano Iovanelli, confirmed to Hall he was aware of Degnaux's self-isolation status, but added he was unaware his client had refused to be tested for the virus. "We're somewhat in the court's hands as to what to do," Iovanelli said. "We don't know if this is a 10-day delay, a 5-day delay, a 2-day delay, I don't know." Much of the ensuing conversation between Hall, Iovanelli, and Crown Prosecutor Britta Christensen pertained to their availability in the coming days and weeks. Christensen and Hall noted the trial requires a full 9 days, with 9 witnesses alone testifying on behalf of the Crown. Prior to adjourning for the day, Hall told the lawyers to reach out to the remand center to inquire if it would be possible for Degnaux to tune in via telephone until his isolation period is complete. "Mr. Degnaux has the right to be here for his trial, but that doesn't mean he comes at his whim, whether he wants to come or not," Hall's aide. "If he's ill, he can't come to trial, but it seems to me that if he's not ill or can't show that he's ill, then we can proceed." The court will reconvene on Wednesday, January 5, at 10 a.m.